Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Steve and Shira Maurer were both born and raised in Hawaii. They were married right after returning from college in California. Their life together is about family and business. Shira is a serial entrepreneur currently focused on expanding Soha Living, the business she founded with her sister, Brooke Watson. Steve works with Shira's mother, Janelle Israel, in the tax and financial planning business she founded nearly 40 years ago. We pause at the beginning, even for a moment, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show, the reason we would bring in guests like Steve and Shira, business leaders, is to remind you of the love of God, the heart of God for you. Whatever you might be facing, you might be a business person. You might be working in a business, working on a business, or working for a business. You might be struggling in certain areas of your life, or you wonder today, does God even know what I'm going through? Does anyone care? And we're here to tell you that God loves you. He knows you. He cares. He loves you so much. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, dear friend, as you listen, as we share in this time together, the living Christ, through this testimony, the one you'll hear today, is calling you to himself. We ask, would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? Would you surrender your life to him, your situation? Would you give it into his hands? I believe God will move in mighty ways when you do. Steve and Shira have a son, Jack, and a daughter, Shay. They attend New Hope Hawaii Kai. Steve and Shira, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Aloha.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Shira, what is a serial entrepreneur?
Oh, my gosh. That's a long road. It's, you know, God's given me just a passion for business and creating things. I think I consider myself a builder with a lot of trial and error along the way. It's not, you don't hit it out of the park every time, and you just keep trying new things and you keep iterating, and you know, the ideas never stop coming and you just keep going. And that's what kind of has led me to many different business endeavors.
So even if you don't hit it out of the park, there's still value, right?
Oh, absolutely. I have become who I am because of my failures. So I definitely, you know, don't think that being an entrepreneur, you know, you're going to open a business and the floodgates, you know, all the customers will come in and you'll be an instant overnight success. It's a road, and you have to appreciate the good and the bad. So, but I love the journey, and it's just taught me so much. And, you know, God has been there along the way, and even in the darkest moments where you just wonder why you're doing this, he keeps pushing you along. And, you know, on the other end, you just keep the faith, knowing that, you know, God's given you this blessing of maybe not fearing as much and willing to kind of risk a lot. And, you know, he just rewards you in so many different ways that it's hard to measure, just economically.
I'd like to come back. You mentioned darkest times. I'd like to come back to that at some point. In a few moments in our program, maybe to get an idea of what you mean by that, what you experience. Steve, where did you grow up?
Grew up here in Hawaii, in Hawaii Kai, actually, where we are now, about maybe 2 miles from the house I grew up in. And lived a wonderful life with a wonderful family, and had a great, great upbringing that trying to replicate in many ways with our kids now. We're in a not the exact same neighborhood, but a similar neighborhood where we enjoy just letting the kids be able to play outside and run and come back in at dark. And but yeah, had a great upbringing here in Hawaii, and went away to California for a few years for college. Got to enjoy that, and was open to wherever God was leading myself and then us when we got married to go, but ended up back here in Hawaii, and as I said, living just a few miles from where I grew up.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, my family. My mom probably most influential. Both of us came to a personal relationship with Christ at the same time. I was 11. She was 40, I guess, at that time. And my brother, Darren, who's been actually a previous guest of the show, led the both of us at that time to the Lord. And so I'm grateful for my brother in leading my Lord, but and then going on after that point, you know, my mom, both parents, but mom in particular, just the influence in my life and my faith and growing. But so many people have had such a big impact in my life. And but yeah, she sure stands out.
Shara, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Hawaii and in Japan. So I actually had Japanese nannies growing up, and I would spend half the year going to school in Japan and kind of go back and forth between Hawaii and Japan. So I consider myself half Japanese, in my heart at least. I might not be ethnically, but I'm definitely in my heart.
Well, and you speak the language, don't you?
Yes, I do.
How did you learn?
I honestly don't remember learning. And in fact, our son is taking Japanese for the first year this year, and I'm trying to help him. And I'm thinking, how did I learn this language? It's so difficult. But I just learned it, you know, as I did English, and, you know, learning it at such a young age and spending part of my elementary career there, it really just, it's, I can't even tell you how I remember it, but I still frequently dream in Japanese, and, you know, I just love that culture so much.
Well, I hear that's one of the great tests of fluency is when you can dream in that language.
Yes, and so. I actually have family who I grew up with. I spent, you know, I'd spend like first, second grade with another family, you know, living with them. A girl, Mariko, is like my sister. We went to school together and, you know, lived with them away from my family at 5 years old, which kind of sounds crazy, but that's just was my life, so.
How did you become a Christian?
You know, it was, I didn't really grow up in a religious family. I just thought Jesus, honestly, was kind of a character. I mean, I kind of believed that he was real, but I didn't really think about it, quite honestly, until I hit my high school years. And I was actually, my sophomore year, I was going to school in Tokyo at a girls' school, Toyoyo Joshi Gakuin in Roppongi, which is kind of in the heart of Tokyo. And I was the only Caucasian there, and or foreigner. And it was a Christian girls' school. And it was required, because they typically have school on Saturdays, it was required that I go to church on Sunday, so that we didn't have school on Saturdays, because we had to go get our book signed on Sunday that we went to church. So I found an English-speaking church because that was the only, you know, English I could speak. And so I went, it was called Tokyo Union Church, and I basically called them up, went to church, said I had to become a member of the church because my school told me I had to, and had to get my book signed. And they said, well, if you want to become a member, you have to go through these classes and you have to get baptized. And so I kind of went through all the steps, thinking, okay, I'm a Christian now. And it wasn't until I returned back to the States and at school at Punahou, actually, and I had to write a paper for English class, and I chose the subject Atheism versus Christianity, and just started asking questions. And at the time, became close friends with my husband's sister, who's one of my best friends. And she invited me to church, and that was kind of, you know, how I really learned what being a Christian meant and what a personal relationship with God was about. So that's my testimony.
Steve, you mentioned your brother, your older brother, Darren,
mm-hmm.
who led you and your mother, Suzanne, to the Lord. What difference has Christ made in your life?
Oh, all the difference. You know, I'm 44 now, so 11 years old. But, you know, I had a great upbringing, really wonderful life. So from a testimony, dramatic standpoint, you know, wasn't someone who was really despondent or suffering from alcohol abuse or things like that and had a drastic turnaround. But even though I went to church, attended church, and actually was an acolyte at Holy Nativity Church, where our kids even attend right now. And but it was my brother Darren who had got involved with Campus Crusade for Christ when he was away for his first year at Stanford. And so he began a personal relationship with Christ at that point, even though we knew a lot about God and attended church. And that was so important to have that background and, you know, biblical knowledge. But again, it became real in a personal relationship with Christ when he came back and sat me down as this older brother that I respected. And we were 9 years different in age, 10 years by class wise. But he came back and wanted to have a family Bible study, and all of us kind of looked at each other. Well, what do you mean we're going to have a family Bible study? And it seemed so odd, but I respected him. And he sat me down and shared basically the four spiritual laws with me, and said, you know, if you were to die tonight and God asked you why you should be allowed into heaven, what would you say? And I, you know, just thought about kind of being a decent kid, a good kid, go to church, but shared basically the gospel with me about having Christ be the Lord of your life. And I really, you know, people have different when they say that prayer, some people not, but I really did experience God's presence as I laid in my bed that night and on my own prayed that prayer and asked Jesus really to be the Lord of my life. And and that's made all the difference in my life. And it's amazing. And to this day, he just guides our family and is central to our family and our individual lives. And we just seek his will and try to serve him and do his will.
So today I ask you, our dear listener, as you hear the story, I mean, we're just getting started here, the story of Steve and Shira Maurer. Now the Lord, you know, they've had different experiences growing up, Shira in Hawaii as well as in Japan, Steve, but the Lord brought them together. Not only did they both go to Punahou, they both went to school in different locations in California, but the Lord brought them together, and he brought them together for a purpose. When we come back, you'll hear a little bit more about what that purpose is and how God has spoken to them through the years and really cultivated within them a heart, a spirit, a know-how, a certain skill set or skill sets to apply and implement what they're doing today in such a way that others are being touched and blessed. You know, God can use business to reach people with his love. Did you know that? And we hope and pray that he's reaching you today. We believe he is. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry.
plus a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, I want you to get this web address down. SohaLiving.com. S-O-H-A, living. .com. We'll hear more about that from our guest Shira. Shira and Steve Malwer are in studio today. They're in Hawaii. I'm here in Boston. But together, we're here with you because of God and His amazing grace. And remember, His arms are reaching out to you. His eyes are on you. His love is for you, dear friend. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. If you'd like to find out more about this program and get it in its entirety to listen and, again, share it with others, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Soha Living, Shira Maurer,
yes.
What is your business? What is your business about?
Well, we are a home decor and gift store. We have a store in Kahala Mall. We opened Kailua last year, and we just opened in Waikoloa on the Big Island and in the shops at Kukuiula in Kauai.
Well, it sounds like some rapid expansion,
yes,
is taking place.
Over the past year, we've practically opened three additional stores, so we have four stores now.
Did it all happen just with a snap of a finger, or was there a backstory to your growth?
A long backstory, in fact, you know, since 2002, so it's been a 13-year journey to where we are today.
Take us on that journey.
Sure. Well, my sister and I started it in 2002, you know, as actually a more home furnishing store. We were at Ward, for those of you who remember those days, around the corner. And we, you know, grew up traveling Asia, and so we loved, you know, the kind of Asian-inspired decor, but Hawaiian, with a Hawaiian theme, because we also grew up with, you know, in Hawaii, so my sister designed a lot of the furniture. And we had an opportunity to open a store there, and we would import furniture, you know, and we were there for about 5 years, and then we actually ended up, actually six, seven years. In that course of those years, I ended up leaving. My sister kind of ran that store, and I have, with our partner Jake, with Republic Retailers, we had the Roxy, I was brought in under the Roxy Quicksilver store at the time, which, and Quicksilver Youth at Ward, and then that kind of morphed into Up and Writing. So I was more on the surf side, running those stores, and stepped out of it. And we ended up starting another business outside of, out of the surf stores, my sister and I, actually a tech startup here in Hawaii, which was just an amazing adventure. And we unfortunately had to close that down a little over a year and a half ago. And you know, at that time, it was like a fork in the road, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so with a lot of prayer and guidance, I mean, we were on our knees trying to hear the Lord. I decided to kind of go full force back with my sister in Soha. And, before that point, when we were doing the tech startup, we were considering selling the store, and we just had such a different idea. But after, unfortunately, that failed, we put all of our energy into Soha and decided, you know, we'd take everything we've learned over the years, even with what the tech startup taught us, which was amazing, and think big and, you know, apply a lot of those lessons in growing Soha, which we've done over the past year.
What lesson? Give us
thick
one.
Thick skin.
What's one of the lessons in the business that didn't materialize as you had envisioned? What lesson did you learn?
It's really knowing that, you know, every day is a new day, and God, you know, gives you a clean slate, and you really need to make what you can of it. That, you know, the sky's not falling, and the, you know, we're blessed to have a family that we know. I think one thing as an entrepreneur that allows me to take the risks that I do is because I know, you know, as long as I work really hard and I just am on my knees and knowing that God's going to open and close doors for me, and I just keep walking forward. Sometimes, you know, those doors that close hurt, but I know that I don't know what's best for me and that God does. And just being patient, I think, and trusting in that allows me to kind of shoulder a lot of, maybe withstand a lot of storms. You know, there's so many different ways of putting it. But, you know, it was quite a journey, and I don't regret any moment of it. Mm-hmm. I loved it all, the good and the bad.
It sounds to me like some kind of a resurrection is taking place business-wise for you.
It is, you know, and obviously this is where God wants me now, and he's opening doors for me, and so we just keep walking forward. I don't understand. Sometimes, like, when we were doing the tech startup, for example, that's where I thought God wanted me. Everything was happening so easily, and everything was going great in Hawaii, which is a really difficult environment to do a tech startup. You know, it's not Silicon Valley by any means, but everything was great. I loved the tech world because it's just full of entrepreneurs, people with big ideas, and I love the creativity side of that. But then the doors stopped, opening. They started closing, and I was confused. You know, I didn't understand why that was happening. And it was unfortunate. It was just unfortunate emotionally and financially, but I just trusted that at the end of the day, God knows what's best for me. And no matter what, I know he will always clothe me, feed me. You know, I know that I'm taken care of. And so I think just knowing that always as kind of my foundation, mm-hmm. the rock that I stand on, really just helped me know that it was going to be okay, and I was going to get through this period, and God had something better for me that I just didn't know what yet. So
financial setbacks are relatable. People yeah. can understand to a relative level of compatibility. You know, depending on where people are, there's still a bridge of connection when mm-hmm. you talk about financial setbacks.
Yeah,
How did it affect you? How did it affect your relationship as a couple?
Well, it was hard. I mean, when you own a business, the buck stops with you. Like, you have to meet payroll. You've got, we've taken out a second mortgage on our house, you know, to fund things, and you just do whatever it takes to mm-hmm. to cover your expenses. And of course, you try to do it knowing that you have a plan to pay it off, but sometimes the plan doesn't always work out. So I think that's really where the trust comes in. And it was hard for Steve and I. I mean, throughout the businesses, there's just been different situations. But really, the bottom line is when you've just exposed yourself financially more than you ever thought you would, and the pressures of that. And I think, honestly, during those times, it just brings you together if you have God as your center. If you do not, I can't imagine how couples can get through difficult times, especially financially, when they're not on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you're one of those who have had the rare privilege and opportunity to go to Biola University.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because then you studied the Word.
Mm-hmm.
You studied the Bible. You know theology. It's part of the curriculum there. How do you put what you've learned, how do you put legs on it in a life situation like entrepreneurialism and financial strains that come along with it and with family?
Well, studying God's Word and looking through, all He's done through all these historical figures to give us examples, you see that there's seasons. Sometimes we look back and we just kind of focus on the end of a particular story, but there's times where you look at Moses, and there's 40 years of this time of sort of waiting in wilderness, and so trying to find God's will in our lives for those of us that believe and are seeking His will is sometimes the hardest. And as we look back on the experiences that we've gone through as a family and with Shira in the business, and that time in particular, you could look, for example, at the tech startup, for example. And I know at that time, we had such a peace from God that's exactly where what she needed to be doing, and me partnering as a spouse and supporting her in whatever way I could. But there was such a peace about it. And so for some people, when that quote unquote failure happened, where the business, the door was closed, for a lot of people that can be frustrating and say, well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe we weren't seeking God and we were doing something we shouldn't. But again, we had that peace. And now in the few years since then, as Shira mentioned, what she's learned even through that experience and many years prior to that, but so much came out of that, and we can see, wow, even though that door closed, that was where God wanted us to be. Mm-hmm. And wow, look at what you learned from that and how that is now directly relating to what you're doing now, which is just key. And so you need to not get discouraged and when a door closes and think, wow, that was a waste, because you just need to look at all that God is taking you through and be learning and grow.
Oh, there's so much substance there in what you said, Steve. It means so much more because you have lived through it, and to have that perspective, wow, that really that means a lot to me. That means I can only imagine how much it means to our listener right now, who may be facing their own setbacks of some kind. But that perspective. When we come back, let's go further. Let's go further on the journey of certainly, yes, lessons learned, but now you're implementing new things. And just to think about the kind of growth that's taking place in just over the course of a year, incredible. I want to find out what you mean when you think about what the future looks like. What are your hopes? What are your dreams? Dear one, as you listen to Steve and Shira today, I wonder if you could peer through a setback, if you could take a glimpse ahead and peer into what it could be, how God could indeed take a difficult moment and equip you and strengthen you and reposition you for a brighter, greater, more impactful day ahead. I believe that's His... that's His will. I believe that's part of His purpose, because He is the God of the resurrection. you can experience. And you'll hear more when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right,
guests.
I'm going to talk about something that will challenge you. It will go against maybe even your very own instincts. What I'm going to say, but before I do, I want you to make a note of this, sohaliving.com, sohaliving.com. We have one of the owners in studio with us today, Shira Maurer and her husband, Steve Maurer, in studio with us, sohaliving.com. What I was going to talk about earlier was this concept about failing fast. What does that mean? Well, Steve and Shira, what does it mean?
Well, you know, it means, and this is, I think, a struggle that a lot of, especially being a Christian, it's difficult for an entrepreneur, or, you know, even if you're not an entrepreneur, knowing kind of when when really God wants you is closing that door and wants you to move on. Because I think, you know, from a Christian perspective, you and when God gives you that peace, I think there's different ways of understanding when it's time to fail fast. That is, your things aren't working out, you know, you're uncomfortable. You just have that sixth sense, really, that God, you know, is talking to you in your head saying, okay, it's, you know, it's time to move on. But at the same time, you know, you think, this is where God put me. This is a journey I'm on. Why is he having me leave this path? And so I think it's an internal struggle, like, God, do you really want me to stop right now? Or you tell me to give it everything I've got. I'm giving it everything I got. At what point do I stop? And so failing fast is kind of really hearing, having that strong intent of the Lord and hearing God's voice saying, I mean, you've done everything you possibly could. You've given everything you can, emotionally, financially, whatever it is that you need for you, where your point is, okay, it's not working anymore. You need to move on. And so that is kind of like failing fast. And it's typically used in the tech world because, you know, as they say, one out of every 10 businesses actually make it. I think that doesn't apply to tech. It applies to all businesses. But, you know, knowing kind of that it's okay to move on, and that's failing fast.
Sometimes we drag out that process just much longer than it needs to, and, yeah. And you need to just, again, hear God's voice, have that peace, and be ready to, don't try and, you know, keep that door pried open when God's trying to close it. Let it close quickly so that you can quickly make that new step where he wants you to be and go.
Yeah, and I think as, you know, humans, we try, our egos want to muscle that door open. You know, we do not want to close it. And at some point, you know, you just have to let go and let God, as they say, and know that it's time.
When you look ahead, what do you see? What do you see in Soha Living? What excites you when you see it?
Well, I think as an entrepreneur, you have to be an optimist because you've got to see opportunities. I mean, I think a lot of times you're born with it or you develop it over time. You always see opportunities. And as I said in the beginning of the show, I consider myself a builder. Like, I've enjoyed everything I've built, and I dive deep into it. I engulf my life with it. It becomes my hobby. You know, some might say it's not a perfect balance and I'm known to work really hard, but I love it. I mean, if I had to do it on my free time, I would. And that's, you know, what gets me up every day excited. And so with Soha, you know, my sister and I are very, very similar. We just love the challenge of building things. And not only are we building, you know, a store, we're building a brand. And we have a lot of, you know, ideas for the future of what we want to do and really kind of take things that we've grown up with in Hawaii. We make a lot of products here. And, you know, we make signs with street names and, you know, local sayings and, you know, do it in a tactful way that you'd want to put it up in your house and enjoy it every time you see it, really creating memories of that moment in your life that you were gifted that item or you bought it on a trip. You know, we have stores in resort areas and we've got a lot of like mementos that people can bring back that remember their time on the Big Island or on Kauai. So we love making things like that. Helping preserve memories is really what the business that we say we're in. So,
Shira, what's in a name? Soha Living.
Yes.
What does it mean? Where did it come from?
Actually, my sister came up with the name. We're racking our brains and we thought it was brilliant. It's, as everyone knows, Soho, which is south of Houston Street in New York. Mm-hmm. Soha is an iteration of that south of Hawaii. So when we first began, we started, you know, importing things, bringing in things kind of south of Hawaii. So it embodies kind of a tropical living lifestyle. So that's what is in our name.
You talked about the brand. What are you branding?
So we started kind of going more vertical manufacturing here. We have a warehouse, so we imprint a lot of the boards that you see. We have our own diffuser collection. We're getting into food products, bath and body, lots of different areas, pillows, cosmetic tote bags, totes, all kinds of things. So that's where we can internally build and have fun and create. We're just very creative people. Mm. And, you know, both of our parents were entrepreneurs. My sister and I just kind of, as we were born, we were kind of expected to be entrepreneurs. And, you know, we were one of those kind of those crazy kids selling cookies at a young age and just trying to do anything to make
money.
Well,
let me ask, this may be a little personal, but you can defer if you'd like. I'm going to ask it anyway, because my curiosity just overtakes me. And then, Steve, you can chime in too. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have those moments where you're laying on your bed and the lights are out and some idea, some picture, some image, something flashes, and Shara, you have to get up and write something down or make a note of what you've just seen? Does that ever happen?
That is me. I am always.
I'm wondering if there's a night when it doesn't happen.
I'm like, sometimes I'm like, this is.
That would be an unusual night if it didn't happen, right?
That's right.
This is a blessing and a curse, I'm telling you. Like, my mind just does not turn off. But I love it. It's just, it's my escape. You escape in your head. I can create a whole world in my head that God just blesses me with ideas. It's all over the place. Not just, I mean, I'm driving, I'm like doing dishes. I'm just always, my mind never turns off.
So I suppose what may be meant by that in one form or fashion is possibly even, and we'll go to break with this and then we'll come back to it. In fact, it's exciting to talk about. It's sort of stimulating, which means that a good idea could possibly come at any time, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Like when you talk about driving or sitting somewhere, even in a very odd or even innocuous moment, a life-changing thought could take place. Okay, that's you're hearing it from Shira Maurer. You know, it's not always that we have guests like these with that kind of creativity. Her mind, gosh, it must be all kinds of colors, concepts, designs, visions. How about you, dear one? What's your vision? What's on your heart? What is it that stirs you, that excites you, that you're so passionate about? Remember, sohaliving.com. We'll be back with more from Steve and Shira Maurer. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest.
What's
it like on the other side? Okay, so let's say you're a spouse of someone who is getting up in the middle of the night because they have an idea, they've got to you know, a picture they have to draw, a symbol, something to remind them of how it's going to connect with what's happening in the business, a creative person. What's it like to live with someone like that, with energy, with passion? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Our guests today, they can talk all about that. If you can find out more about them, Steve and Shira Maurer, at sohaliving.com. That's sohaliving.com. So what about it, Steve? What's it like for you living with a creative genius like Shira?
Well, there's never a dull day, but it's amazing. We are just so thankful for the way God's brought us together and the differences that we have and similarities, and we're coming up on almost 20 years of marriage.
25 together.
We started dating almost five years before that. So even our getting together, she was a friend of my sister's, and I was at a point I think for the single listeners at the time where I just was at such peace with my relationship with God, where I wasn't even seeking a girlfriend or a relationship at that time. And I get the proud honor of saying I was asked out on our first date. She actually asked me out.
Oh my gosh, it's public.
And I was hesitant, because I had such peace in my relationship. I wasn't seeking on my own. And so I think that was great because God really basically was like a gift, and here it is. And she fascinated me as we got to know each other. With her background in Japan, and she was just so intriguing and so driven. And I just knew way back in those early days, 25 years ago, that there's something special. God has some real talents and gifts in her, and life was going to be an adventure together. And it's proved that way for these 25 years together. And so I really celebrate the gifts that God's given her. She really is, a Proverbs 31 type of wife. And I just look at our relationship as teamwork. And she really celebrates, my gifts and is so, complimentary and blessing toward me in who I am, and lifts me up. And I do the same to hers, and we're just able to lift each other up and really support each other in our strengths and weaknesses. And it's amazing to just watch what God's been doing through her.
So, now you've gone through some valleys.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving towards a different, you're on a different trajectory, mm-hmm. Moving towards an apex. What do you look at when you see the whole scope of things from that perspective as you glance ahead?
I think it's just being a good steward of what God has given to us. And so it looks right now, business-wise, things are bright, and we're grateful. And you talked earlier about the brand. What is a brand in the previous segment with Soha? And Brooke really, Shira's sister, brought it to this point, and Shira was able to, again, as life happened, was able to partner back with her at a point where that Soha brand sort of materialized and people were seeking that out. We worked with other brands before. I actually worked with Shira for 8 years, and and up and riding in a surf shop that we did. And so we worked together and we worked separately. But we know about brands and building that. And so Soha finally created this tipping point or brand. And so going forward, it's, you know, it's like surfing, you know, catching a wave, and the wave is here. And what are you going to do? Are you going to let it go, or are you going to ride it? And using God's direction to really just hopefully grow that business. And then the ultimate goal is to have that be a blessing, you know. Mm-hmm. The success hopefully will be financial blessings to others, as we, you know, they're able to employ, I say we, but, you know, Shire and her sister are able to employ people, a lot of kids in the businesses that they've had and when I was involved, but now giving a lot of people their first jobs. Yes. And hopefully being you know, a good influence, a good mentor toward them. Mm-hmm. So that's huge, just taking care of staff, giving them a good experience, learning valuable work lessons. And as the company grows, hopefully it's a blessing, and a financial blessing, and again, blessing with people and careers. Now it's fun as it's growing. They're able to give some of their staff, reward some of their staff with more, you know, responsible roles and things like that. And just, mm-hmm. it's a good blessing. So, but at the same time, looking back, you know, God opens doors and closes doors. And so we fortunately have this experience that we've gone through where we are just sort of ready for what he has to offer. I think people, sometimes if there's success too early, it can be challenging. Again, these failures are all helpful. When Shire mm-hmm. first started years back with Roxy, that brand was just blowing up, and Japanese customers, and it seemed like whatever you threw out on the store floor sold, and it was almost effortless. But those things, those trends and things come to an end. And so just being prepared for what God has mm-hmm. on offer. And
again, knowing that it can come to an end anytime, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just life. Like it, and just being, again, patient and faithful enough to know that God is going to have the next thing ready for you. Mm-hmm. So,
Shire, how about your kids? We mentioned them briefly at the beginning of the show. Your parents have a son and daughter. How have they been in the process of the journey?
So, you know, I mentioned earlier, I grew up with entrepreneur parents, so I was just exposed to that. And since we work so much, like I said, it's my hobby. They're always around me working, and I try to involve them as much as I can and teach them. And they've seen me go through the valleys, Steve and I both, and seen us work together through it. But, you know, praying as a family on our knees. And it was neat to see my son as he starts writing compositions for school. You know, when he was writing some papers, he brought up the fact that he saw me fail and go through that, but, you know, he knew that everything would be okay, and how he was so inspired by that. And to see him from our children's eyes, knowing that despite, you know, difficult times, that God really has protected us and will continue to protect us no matter what happens. You know, we are just so honored to be able to provide those lessons to our kids.
Oh, for a child to be able to write, to share, to think, my mommy failed, but my mommy got up.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And my mom is standing tall today, or my dad, or mom, my parents, you know, who doesn't fail?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But who gets up?
Yep.
Who gets up? Shire, you've gotten up. And Steve, you've gotten up. I'm talking to winners today. And as you speak, it's not winners because you've never lost. It's winners because you've lost, and perhaps in one form or another, lost more than others, because that's the entrepreneurial way in many respects. But you got up.
And winners are defined by losers. Let's keep in mind. You know, you know you've won because you know what it is to lose. And I think that, you know, failure and success, they come hand in hand. So,
and of course, there are certain lessons that are not disclosed to those who never try, right?
Absolutely.
They're secrets that are given only when you're at the bottom or feel very low.
I heard a quote once, and I just thought of it throughout my career, really. I think it was Wayne Gretzky. I think other people said it, maybe it was someone else. You don't make 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you don't go and try, then you'll never know. So, it's okay to fail. And I think in Hawaii, especially, it's hard because people, maybe our culture here, they're ashamed. You know, they don't want to try because they don't want to have the stigma of failure. But on the mainland, I think it's very different. I think people are used to failing and moving on. But culturally here, which I think is kind of ironic because really we were founded by people willing to risk getting on a boat and coming to the islands. And there were such voyagers and pioneers, but yet I think this culture is just different, and I'm hoping to change that in everyone that we're able to mentor and influence. So,
well, there you have it, the lesson for today, dear friend. Take the shot. Swing the bat. Swing the club. Go for it.
Yep.
Go for it. And when you fall or when you fail or when you stumble, think about Shira and Steve Maurer. And get up and keep on going. And you'll be better for it. Mm-hmm. And I believe that honors the Lord. And, you know, he's there to lift you up.
Mm-hmm.
He's there to lift us
Absolutely.
Up. Shira, Steve, thank you so much for coming and taking your time and sharing it with us. It's been a blessing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you for your ministry.
Yes.
Dear one, I hope that you have... been inspired, as I have. Together, we are inspired by the Maurers today, by this amazing story. You can find out more about them at sohaliving.com. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. It's our prayer that you'd indeed do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 119, verse 7, I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Steve and Shira Maurer. Find out more at sohaliving.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.